Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker delivered his State of the Commonwealth address last night, in which he praised lawmakers for working on issues in a bipartisan manner.
Our obligation to the people we serve is too important to place politics and partisanship before progress and results. And the changes in Washington don't change this powerful obligation. Our job remains the same. That is, to represent Massachusetts to Washington and not Washington to Massachusetts.
With that as the backdrop, we now look at the governor and the speech from a political point of view, with one of the people watching and listening closely last night, Gus Bickford. Bickford is the chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, and he joins us now. Gus Bickford, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start by asking what stood out most to you from the governor's speech last night.
Well, frankly, there are two sides. I applaud the governor for trying to put politics before partisanship. And, you know, as Democrats, we believe in the government working for the common good. But frankly, there was alternative facts in his speech, and we can't normalize alternative facts. They're not facts, they're falsehoods, and I would like to, you know, point them out and call him out on some of his statements.
Well, call out at least one right now.
Well, the MBTA didn't have a financial problem. His own special panel concluded that the MBTA needed more money. That's why they raised MBTA riders' fares, and, you know, this reminds me, frankly, of questioning crowd sizes at the inauguration in D.C., it's just not a fact.
But further expand on that, if you will, so listeners can understand what your complaint is.
Okay, so our complaint is that he then goes on to say that he's provided record Chapter 70 for funds for local education. The governor has announced that he'll provide the smallest increase since 2011. It's only $20 per student to help improve local schools, not enough to keep up with rising costs. He says that he's increasing access to affordable health care. This is in direct contrast with some of the steps that he's already taken. Instead of fighting the far-right Republican agenda that would take away the health insurance that's provided by the Affordable Care Act, some of the statements and movements that this administration have put forward are eliminating benefits from Obamacare.
It sounds like you're building the political case in the governor for the election coming up in 2 years, assuming the governor runs.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen this before. Many of his numbers don't add up, and we need to challenge him when he makes these statements. Even some of the veiled positive comments by Democratic leaders last night were quite clearly a shot across a bow saying we need to see the details of his budget. You know, rhetoric is rhetoric, but when it comes down to what we see in the budget, that will make the difference. And, you know, he's had a problem in making those numbers add up in the past, and I will be there to challenge him on him. Again, I want our government to work for the people. I applaud the leaders of the Democratic Party working with the governor, but we just can't allow these misstatements to, you know, stand without being challenged, and we will challenge him on it.
Do you acknowledge, though, that politically the governor is going to be a tough opponent? 65% of Republicans have a favorable view of the governor, which I suppose could be expected, but 60% of Democrats also view this Republican governor, Charlie Baker, favorably.
You can look at this as a glass half full, glass half empty. You know, we're coming off a year where the governor had his name and his face spent with $29 million of media behind him, and his popularity decreased by your own poll by 10%. And frankly, that happened because we called him out that his numbers didn't add up. So we continue to challenge him on that. It is, you know, a hurdle for us, but I need to point out in my job that we would be better off having a Democratic governor in the corner office with Democratic ideals that would be working for us every day, especially as we're being attacked on the national level.
As part of that, are you saying that Republican Governor Charlie Baker needs to take a strong stand against the Republican president, Donald Trump?
Absolutely. I mean, the governor said himself his job is working for Massachusetts in Washington, and so far he has stayed silent. We've asked the governor to speak up on a number of different times, and specifically against the cabinet appointees. We had a whole gender and frankly, over 100,000 people across the street from him on Saturday, but he refused to stand up and be heard.
And last question, Gus Bickford, do you view Governor Charlie Baker as beatable?
Yes, absolutely.
Gus Bickford, chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.